We're good?
I think we're good.
Sorry.
All right. So, it is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
March 17th, and you are all dressed up in your St. Patty's Day attire.
I am.
I am not. Because I don't celebrate any holidays.
You really don't. But I'm going with the whole, like, you know, I'm part Irish, so I am too, I'm digging it.
But what the fuck?
Yeah, but I got the red hair now, so now I really can, like, play the part of I'm Irish.
Yeah, you're Irish, all right.
Yeah.
So this week we have an interview with Doc Chocolate.
We did. Now, we met Doc out in Las Vegas at the Pod Bash event held by the Front Porch Swingers.
Yes. I mean, I had known of yeah. Doc before that because he's also a content creator and he has a podcast called the Bulls and Queens podcast. Mm-hmm. So I had known of him for a while and then we got to meet him finally at Pod Bash, which was really awesome. He was actually a decent part of our Pod Bash experience.
You know, yeah. We got to
hang out with him and Amy, and he almost was in a scene with us, but he ditched us.
Well, he was there, and I believe he did a yes, yeah. sir.
Yeah. I mean, he'll explain that in the episode later, but it was pretty funny.
It was.
So I hope that everybody enjoys, you know, the interview. We go over some stuff that we've talked about before, but then we also get into some of the different dynamics, you know, that him and I experience, you know, because we're both bulls in mm-hmm. the swing lifestyle. He just happens to be, you know, a black bull and me being a white bull. Like, we talk about, you know, some of the differences there and the experiences that we have. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be our version of the interview. He already put his out, so make sure you go check his out. I believe it's episode 101.
I believe so.
But, you know, we're going to put our little spin on it.
Yes.
So with that said, I hope everybody enjoys this week's episode and feel free to give us feedback, you know, on Facebook or through email.
And when there is going to be at some point another interview between all of us three again.
Yes, because he said that he did not have enough time to go over everything that he wanted to go over.
So, but it is going to be in the near future. We will make sure that that happens again soon so yes. we can do a follow-up and continue on with our great conversation that
what
we had going.
What I'd really love to do is get all of us in the same place.
Yes, yes.
So that we can do it. You know, I think
the banter and just the
yeah that whole dynamic back. Would be so much better than doing it via Zoom.
Yes, I agree.
So with all that said, I hope you're ready for episode number 86 with Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. Ooh. It's a pineapple party. Oh, we got polyamory too. What's that? You want a kink fest? A little BDSM? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because we got that too. It's the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast.
You guys are matching waters.
Sorry, I had to take my magic pill, so I got a last second shoot that got set up for me. So I'm going to go up there after.
It must be nice. Just get called up. Hey, you want to shoot?
Well, what was funny was, like, I got so I was supposed to shoot with these ladies and it's an actual mom and daughter team.
Nice.
I was like, what?
Okay, so now, like, so two of my good friends have done this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they don't shoot together, but, like, I thought that they were just, you know, like, oh yeah, mom and daughter, you know, okay, it's an older lady, and, well, she's not even older, she's like 43 and the other one is 21, right? And she was like, yeah, mama this and mama that, and I was like, oh, ha, that's cute, you guys got a little thing. And she's like, no, that's actually my mom. And I was like, wait, what? she's like yeah, that's actually my mom, I came out of her pussy. And I was like,
nice,
wow. I was like, that's so wrong in a few different ways, but so right for me. I was like, I
That's so
would,
right for me.
yeah, because I was like, and then she's like, oh yeah, but we don't shoot together. And I was like, okay, I actually feel better about that, you know, but damn it. But like, anyways, they got set up, and then like, I got a 3 hour Nuru massage that somebody wanted, and I thought that they wanted it for tonight. And I was like, okay, well, you know, screw this shoot, because a 3 hour Nuru massage for me, I charged $1,200 for it.
Ooh.
It's so like, I'm doing all these like sensual massages and like Nuru massages, and
Yeah.
but like, yeah, I guess I'm a gigolo.
Hey, I would be too, you know, if I could pull it off.
Man, you could, man. I mean, hey, I already talked to you about that, but
Well,
we'll talk more. We'll talk more.
we're gonna
We'll
get
talk
into
more.
that.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is your man, Doc Chocolate, here. And I am low calories, and all the ladies say they love the fact that I don't add calories to their diet. And I taste sweets and all that, but I don't give you diabetes, so that's good. And I'm acting a little bit goofy and ornery just because it's late at night as we record this. And I have two very, very lovely human beings that I am going to introduce here in a moment. But two beautiful human beings, go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh my God, that just sounded like. Do that again.
Hello.
Okay, I'm missing the other person.
Oh, I thought you were just talking to her because everyone always wants her to talk again.
I will say that she is much, much sexier than you, but I mean,
Well, thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so like that was a very, very professional hello. It's like because you had the baritone voice, and then she had the sexy sultry voice, and you guys are like a kick-ass like combination. You guys should really do phone sex, but like we'll talk about that here in a moment. So you are now in another Bulls and Queens experience. So Doc Chocolate here again. Of course, you know me. Please make sure you go to bullsandqueens.com, and there you can see all the good stuff and shit that I am up into. And some of the things that I am up into is probably your wife's vagina and yeah, mothers, daughters, adult daughters, and even some beautiful grandmothers out there. And you can see some of the extracurricular activities that I have with these beautiful, lovely ladies on my OnlyFans. And the link is at my site. It may be OnlyFans, it may be my own custom website, but it just depends. Just go to the link and watch my little swinger adventures on video that I have on there. And also, make sure you download my free gift to you, which is an ebook. It is the Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. So it's going to help you navigate through this journey that we call lifestyle and avoid pitfalls and landmines that many new people encounter on their pathway into the lifestyle. And then last but not least, if you are visiting Vegas and you want a hot wife training day from yours truly, please make sure that you hit that contact form that is on my website as well. What is a hot wife training day? I'm glad that you asked. It is where I treat your wife, and you can watch if you're male or even join in. And I tantalize her from the top of her head down to the soles of her feet and everywhere in between. But check out more details about that on bullsandqueens.com. So without further ado, let me introduce these two sexy voiced people. You introduce yourselves because I don't have a proper bio for you, so.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And I just want to say, you know, to the naughty adventures that you can provide for the folks visiting Vegas, all I'm going to say is, oh, yeah.
It's not because he was serviced by me. He has just seen the effects.
Oh, I have. I mean, because we are friends with many, many of the same people.
Yes.
And many of those female people have experience the dark chocolate massage. And I mean, not gonna lie, it kind of makes me want a dark chocolate massage. I mean, minus the dick and everything.
You're like, hold the dick.
Yeah. Hold the dick, please. But it sounds very nice.
You know, it is. I mean, I hate to pat myself on the back, which I will. But it's, yeah. It's,
I mean, I've seen the videos. It looks very nice.
Yeah.
Minus the dick. I mean.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of people like the three-handed massage. Yeah,
I know it. I mean, I know Tink does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which that reminds me. What? I have to introduce us. I'm Pedro.
You're sidetracked by the doc massage here.
Can you blame me?
No, I don't.
Hey. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So we gotta do the drum roll. Okay. So I want you to, I want to set it up properly.
Okay.
Right. So we're going to cue the very intense music.
Okay.
All right. Music has been cued. All right. So right now I have these two beautiful people, and the mister of the couple is going to introduce themselves.
My name is Pedro Martinez, and I am one part of the host of the Kitchen Sink E&M and King podcast.
And I am the lovely Tink. I am the other half to Pedro and the other host of the Kitchen Sink E&M and King podcast.
She's the much better looking version.
Well, thank you.
I will say.
I mean, you're very, very handsome too, Pedro.
I appreciate that, Doc. That means a lot coming from a sexy chocolate man.
Hold the dick.
Yes,
hold the dick. Okay.
I'll hold it.
Hold the dick.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I will let you hold it any day of the week. So you, hey, don't tempt me, girl.
Shoot. I'll hold my hand out. Here we go.
All right. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah. See, he can do that because he's a shower.
Yeah.
I'm not a shower. I'm a grower.
I mean, you're kind of a shower.
I wish I was a shower. Like, you remember, you and I were in the same Telegram group. You're part of my Telegram group for content creators.
Absolutely. And
somebody was discussing the penis implant. You remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Monroe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would love to be hung like an elephant, where, like, when I'm flaccid,
well,
my
junk
is just like hanging there, just like. Gravity is just taking it down, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
trust me, I know. I mean, but let's see, I've seen you, you know, because we're all content creators, like, we've seen each other naked.
Yeah. I've seen your dick, you see my
but like,
you have a very nice dick.
So do you, sir.
You both have very nice dicks.
But I wish that I could, like, just hang like you do.
I don't hang. Like, okay. So we should let Tink be.
I was just going to say, I'm going to need a comparison here. Like, I'm going to need this is me just chilling, totally flaccid, and this is me hard. And I'm going to do a comparison. I'm going to have my chocolate version and my vanilla version.
She's like, I just stepped into Baskin Robbins. Yes. Chocolate and I got vanilla.
Well, you know what's funny about that? When we first got into the swing lifestyle, her first crush was a black man.
It was? He was. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know how to describe that. It just happened very naturally. And I think that's what took me by surprise. Like, I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care. It just is my vibe that I pick off from you. And I don't know if it was because, like, he was like a little kid too. And we both like to, like,
it's an ADD brain.
Yes.
Well, he was a little kid.
He was not a little kid.
Like a little kid because they both have ADD.
Yeah, and the parties sometimes would be overwhelming because he was the DJ and we did the photography, but I was always the girl walking around obviously with nothing really on, so everybody was eyeing me up the whole night. And me and him would just like escape and hide in the rooms for a little bit until people would like lose track of us.
Yeah, but like, I wish I could hang like him.
Well, okay, but here's the thing though.
He's okay. Fucking hung.
He was a baby elephant, right?
He was. Yeah. But no, this is my thing. I want to ask you two. You're both guys.
Yeah.
Now, you're okay. both saying you don't hang, yes. and you definitely, I will find out if Doc here hangs similar to you or to our friend. But would you like, if your dick had to like fall down your balls and like wrap around your butt cheeks almost?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Do you want to sit on your dick?
Yes.
Like, I feel like that might hurt.
I'd rather sit on my dick than my balls.
Do they not feel the same pain?
No.
I will make them feel the same pain.
100%. I would sit on my dick all day long compared to sitting on one of my nuts.
Hey, you guys, I already know that I have to get you guys back on the podcast. we're only 5 minutes into this. I'm like, I got to get them back on. You guys are too great.
Welcome to our little world here.
Yes.
This is the shit. Like, this is how we talk to each other.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why you guys have such a beautiful, like, oh, shit, I sent the text message to the wrong person.
Oh, no.
Oops.
No, I didn't do that.
Free dick pic.
You did that before.
Oh, dude, I did that on Snapchat.
Oh, not good. Well,
I meant to send it to Tink.
What to expect.
And I sent it to like 8 people because I was driving. And like my thumb was bouncing because I was driving my big truck. You know, I'm a truck driver. So I was hitting and I thought I was just hitting hers.
Oh, man. You got messages?
I was getting messages. Like ding 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 ding. I'm like, oh no, this isn't good.
Yeah.
But luckily
they weren't mad.
It was all good things.
Yeah.
You got thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's
even
good.
From that's a good. Dude.
Wow.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Like, all right.
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that one. I was like, I'm not even gay, and hey, I will take that compliment. Thank you, sir.
I will too. If a gay guy, which they do all the time, says that they like my junk, I feel good about that, I do really well
with the gay guys.
You do.
I'm glad.
So I really wonder though if it's because they have this feeling or this drive to want to convert you over because they're like, this is a sexy man. I am going to make him mine.
I'm and sure everybody Doc else wants him too.
I think that's what it is. They want to convert you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they will go hard for it.
They're like gay evangelists.
Yes.
Yes.
They're trying to evangelize you into gaydom.
Yep. Yes. They want you to enjoy the dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very much so. Okay. So the picture I sent is to a tweet, and I don't really post dick pics. So like this was a picture of Lucy Power holding my just popped a nut dick in her mouth or hand, so you can kind of somewhat see the length, I guess, or lack of it.
Did you send it to Telegram?
I did not. I sent it to your husband.
Oh.
I will send it.
Yeah, to my phone Telegram. Is recording the video right now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's typing. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, click on it. I think I've seen this picture before.
Well, if it was a tweet, then yeah.
Okay.
Is it part of your wallpaper on your phone?
I mean, if I would remember to close my phone at work when I put it down, maybe I would do that, but probably not a good idea for me because I forget things like that.
Okay, so if that's you soft, yeah, I would 100% want to be like that when I'm soft.
But I mean, it's not like, okay, I feel, okay, from your personal standpoint as a woman, do you feel like that's like super hung? I don't feel like this hung. I feel like this like a regular flaccid dick.
I mean, I would say that like I kind of feel like you and Pedro are very similar size. Now it's hard to fully tell because her hand is on your cock, so you know, and of course her mouth's on the other part, so it's like I can't see the full thing, but. I mean, to me, this is my preference range. So for me, I'm like, this is potentially like something that I could work with versus the ones that you guys are talking about where they're like elephant trunks hanging. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to touch that.
Yeah. But see, but the thing is though, like even if I didn't have, you know, a 9, 10, 11 inch dick, which I do not, I would still want to like be as girthy and almost as long as I am hard when I'm soft.
Right. So yeah. You would rather not be the grower.
Yeah. I don't want to be a grower.
You just, pardon me. You just want to be a shower.
Yeah. Like I want to be able to walk around a lifestyle event with, you know, my like 6-inch soft, thing just swanging.
Just the swanging.
Instead, I walk around like a fucking baby turtle.
No, that's only when it's cold.
It's cold when you're naked in a hotel.
True. Okay, I had a conversation with our good friend Amy.
She's
known in most circles as CA Unicorn Girl.
Yes, we love Amy. So
she basically, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, I think. We were on the phone and I was saying, man, Amy, I wish I was like hung like an elephant trunk. And she was like, well, you know what, Doc? You know, she has a sweet little baby voice. She's like, you know what, Doc? Okay, I don't.
You're like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'll talk regular. So she's like, you know what, Doc? Like, the guys that are showers, what happens is they don't fully get hard when they become erect. But the guys that are growers, they get harder, and you can actually feel it. And I was like, I did not know that.
Yeah. So, like, I've been with a lot of guys that are more on the shower or on the grower side versus the shower. One, I already like that to begin with, just because I like to be surprised and I like to make it grow. Like that to me is one fascinating. And it's also one of those like, oh, I look what I did kind of thing. It's a weird thing for me. I don't know. But I did notice that it's the same thing. Like, well, for whatever reason, I mean, maybe there's more blood flow. But you do, if you're just the grower, you do get harder. You're a lot more rigid, and you feel a lot like I can feel you more.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, cause that's like our friend that, you know, she had her first crush in the lifestyle, you know, he was like 11 inches, like 10, 11 inches. Mm-hmm. And like, he had to hold his dick to fuck.
Yes. I legit watched him do that.
Like,
and he still wasn't like, I couldn't really say for sure if he was like hard because like it kind of bends.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like that can't feel good.
Like it's still bendy. Like if you try to bend my dick when it's hard.
Oh, no, that'll hurt.
It'll like crack and snapple and pop. You know, it's like.
Like Rice Krispie.
Yeah.
We've had that happen one time. I was going a little too crazy.
Yeah.
Like he broke his dick.
I did not break it, but we heard a pop.
Yeah.
He was okay. There was nothing damaged. It was just a, let's not get so crazy.
Yeah. You must have been riding him, Tink.
I was.
Yeah. Okay.
It's that curve you got to be careful of.
She thought I had a 10-inch dick that day. I did not.
This is what I learned. When a woman is riding on top of me, I always hold onto her hips.
Because that is a good idea. Sure
I control her movements.
You're too high. Come back down.
Yeah.
Bring that pussy back down.
Yeah.
I do that a lot, too.
Because
my dick must always remain in your pussy. Always.
It cannot come out.
It must not be separation. No. Because nothing but bad things can happen in that scenario.
Well, see, what kills me is I have a very prominent curve, like banana curve.
Upwards, downwards, to the upwards. Left, to the right.
Upwards. Like
towards him.
Yeah, like coming back towards like my belly button.
Okay. Very prominent or just slight?
It's pretty prominent. Yeah, it's like. Like it hits the A spot or the G spot.
Yeah.
Like I mean, it does get the A spot too when you're OD, prominent.
But what happens.
A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
It hits all of those spots.
If a woman is trying to like bounce her ass on me.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Like, you got to watch because if it gets close to the opening,
it'll pop out.
It'll pop out because it's already like forcing itself forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, if that little bit of hip movement, if it just gets enough room, it's just going to pop out and then they bam and it hurts.
And it hurts.
Wow. Well, what's funny is like I have a list of do's and don'ts, and we'll get into the topic here in just a moment. But so Lucy Power, the picture I just sent to you. So I tell all my ladies, you know, hey, these are my do's and don'ts, and I always ask them for their do's and don'ts. I feel like communication is definitely very vital and important, right? And so I basically told her, you know, yeah, some of my don'ts are, you know, don't jump off of my dick and land on it when you're riding me. And so Lucy, she is so beautiful. She's Australian. And so when you hear her voice, you just melt. And so, like, she's riding on top of me, and she's like, I'm not gonna try and do an Australian accent, but she's riding on top of me, right? And then she's very, very physical because she's like built like an athlete, right? And so she's like, oh, and then she jumps off and then down, and I was like, oh. And then she's like, I'm sorry, dog. She was like, I did exactly what you told me not to do. And I was like, it's okay, Lucy. Speaking in a high-pitched voice, I was like,
It would have been even funnier if she like played on her Australian accent and be like, "Crikey, mate, are you okay?"
I actually give you a C plus on that accent.
See, I'll
Since
take it. That's
you
about what I
did.
got in school, so that's passing.
He was like, I was a straight 2.0.
I was, man. I slept all day.
Oh, man. But hey, you guys, real quick, before we get into the topic, tell everybody how to find you and your podcast, which is awesome. And then also your little kinky, ratchet, I don't want to say OnlyFans. I know you guys are gravitated away from
Yeah,
there.
we don't do OnlyFans anymore. You can find us on our website, which is the Kitchen Sink, ENM and kink.com. You can also find us on Facebook with the same name. We're on X. We have the podcast, which is KSENM and kink pod, because X won't let me put podcast. And then my personal on there is POV underscore Pedro, and Miss Tinks is at Pixie in Dixie 69 on everything.
Yeah, everything. Except for the OnlyFans, because I am moving everything over to Fansly so I can post everything I'd like to post, including whatever
Good
I'd like to
job.
wear.
Good job. Good job. And I remember when I got a free link to your OnlyFans, I remember the first post I saw was you were what was it? You had a Parmesan cheese pan, I think, and you were putting it in your pussy.
Yes.
And I was just like,
They took
so
that
after
down.
the yeah, after the 200th time that I watched it, I was
Were you disappointed when it was no longer there? Where did that video go?
I was just watching it because you're hot, but like I was like, but no, seriously, like I was looking at that, I was like, oh, she putting that whole thing in her vagina. I was like, shit. And
Yes.
then here goes Pedro. Pedro's all cool on the microphone. He's like, go ahead, baby. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. He was
I'm her
just like,
cheerleader,
he totally was. He's like, we can get this in there. He's like, we can do this. Now, I will say, it was not the big one like most people will think.
Yeah,
It
it
was
was
not
the
that big one.
it was the small
It
one.
was the small one.
But, you
That's what
know,
she said.
Tink does not dilate
I don't.
like a normal woman. So she has issues with girth. So when
I'm a
we,
normal girl, by the way.
yeah, that's,
I like normal girth. Let's go for that.
yeah, because
Yes.
she does not like the Ring of Fire.
I don't. That is a hard no. If you want the Sahara Desert, that's how you're going to get it.
Yeah, so like when we do that segment, which is that's not a sex toy, we usually try to find something that can fit, but sometimes it's tough. And we just try to make it fit. Like we did
Like the
a,
beer bottle.
yeah, we did a beer bottle.
It just kept stopping.
Yeah, like as soon as it got from the neck to like where it starts to round out into the bottle, like right there at the base, it just would not go. Like no matter what we did, like I tried pushing on it and
They just would not go in.
it wouldn't go. But I am proud of
That's
her.
wonderful.
She did a toy review, well, actually, two toy reviews now
Yeah.
of some pretty girthy toys.
The one definitely was not my favorite.
And she was able to do it. But I think it was because they were soft.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
so they kind of like molded to her. And then when they got past that point, then they filled back out.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey guys, real quick, I want y'all to pose because we gotta do a screenshot. People that are watching this, I mean, listening to this, are like, what the hell? All right. So we're going to talk for a few minutes about your journey in the lifestyle. And then also, we're going to actually flip the script. So usually when we're talking about interracial, usually we're talking about it from like the black people standpoint or Latino or the Asian standpoint, right?
Right.
And so we want to hear some of your pitfalls as it pertains to interracial. And let's keep it at that because I definitely want you guys back on a future episode.
Okay.
Okay.
So, real quick, either one of you guys or both two of you can tell us how you guys got started in the lifestyle, and then tell us what has been your experiences as far as interracial, and then also Tink, you in regards to wanting smaller cocks.
Smaller cocks, yes.
All right,
That's what I
so
want.
so I'll start off with how we got into the lifestyle and everything,
That works because
because
I'll go down the rabbit hole,
yeah.
so
All right, so I was married before her and I met. I got divorced. When we got together, I told her, but as we were just talking, like, I'm ethically non-monogamous, I'm into kink and BDSM. If you're not down with either of those, we can't do this. Like, I put it all out front because I didn't want to waste my time. I was 30 years old, just got out of a 15-year marriage, in relationship. She was young. She was 22 when we started dating.
Okay.
And she was like, I'm really interested in the kink of BDSM, and I guess I'll try, the ethical non-monogamy, because she didn't even really know what it was.
No.
So, I explained a little bit, and I told her that, like, it'll just be her and I until she feels comfortable. And that was about a year of us dating. And then we wanted to get into polyamory. Well, as we started talking to people and everything, she was like, ah, I don't think I can do the feelings.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's do swinging. She's like, okay, like I can just, have sex and stuff and not have to have feelings. I'm like, yeah. So then we do that. She starts off as soft swap only because she came from some bad relationships with super controlling, jealous guys. And
I
like,
basically just thought like if I did anything, I was gonna get in trouble.
yeah. So eventually, after like 6 months or so of being in the lifestyle, going to hotel parties, we made a bunch of friends and like guys that she was comfortable with. We saw them like every other weekend. And I knew that she had interest in a couple of them. So finally, one day, I just told her, I'm like, you're going to go suck his dick.
I remember it very
Oh,
vividly.
shoot.
And I took her out in the hallway
Oh, everybody was in the hallway.
where he was, because it was the after party up in the hallway. There was a DJ and like 100 people in this hallway. He's standing up against the wall, and I put her in front of him, and I told her, I'm like, ask him. She's like, can I suck your dick?
It came out so terribly.
And
He must have been looking around like, is
yeah.
this really a question?
Yeah. And so like, I don't even think he said anything. I think his pants just came down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
So I
And
take it that was a yes.
yeah, so she sat there and sucked his dick for like 15, 20 minutes.
That
and
is a long time.
He did not come.
yeah. So,
Wow.
that's how her boy girl journey got started. And then there was her first crush, our black friend who was the DJ. She really liked him and totally would have fucked him, like even back in the soft swap days, but he was too big.
I got you.
So they just did soft swap stuff like pretty much every time they saw each other.
I got you. I got you.
So,
Unless he was being like taken down to some other hall and we didn't see him.
yeah. So, we did that, and we also started our poly journey shortly after getting into swinging, because then she changed her mind again and was like, I think I like feelings.
Shocker, a
Because,
woman changed her
well,
mind.
it was because of our friend.
Yeah.
Because she kind of like fell for him on more than just like a sexual level. So then she was like, okay, I can understand how you can have feelings for more than one person.
Yeah.
So then, we've been doing the lifestyle for, it'll be 10 years this year. And
Congratulations, a decade.
yeah, man, it feels like just yesterday. And we've been polyamory for 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had several girlfriends.
That we've shared
Yeah.
together.
I've had a couple on my own, and she hasn't had any guys except, I guess you would say, you know, him, even though you weren't really like girlfriend, boyfriend,
yeah,
but you acted like it.
When we saw each other.
And that's kind of how our journey has gone. We've gone through almost every dynamic that you can think of. Mm-hmm. We've tried hot wifing. It's not really our thing.
No.
We've tried, you know, full swap, same room,
separate room,
play separately. Mm-hmm. Hot husbanding.
That one's fun.
Which we really enjoy that.
Oh yeah.
Because she has a reclaiming kink.
My pussy's all like, give me that fucking dick when you're done.
Yeah. Where as me,
he just doesn't really care.
If she fucks a guy, I don't have that reclaiming thing.
No, he's like, I mean, I'll have you tomorrow or maybe the next day. Where like, as soon as he's done fucking another female, I'm like, give me that fucking dick right now. We're going.
But see, I have this thing where I don't want to be second or third.
Yeah.
Or fourth, fifth, whatever. Like, if I'm not first, I'm out. Like, that's just how I am. I've always been that way.
Is there a certain time frame from when Tink has gotten the last dick that was not Pedro's to when you become first?
If it's somebody that I'm not friends with, like if I'm not good friends with them, it's usually about 24 hours.
Okay. Okay.
But now,
so like a 24 hour cleanse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I'm friends with the person,
like me.
Yeah. Like a good friend of ours that we talk about on the show sometimes, Juan the pool boy.
Oh yeah, Juan.
He's like one of my best friends. I've fucked her like
right after
30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just how comfortable I am with that guy. Like, okay. If I don't know the guy, then
you just kind of feel awkward.
Yeah. And like, I don't really watch her, so okay. I don't know what they do, you know, how they're acting or whatever. So for me being a dominant, you know, and we have a BDSM dynamic in my brain, I kind of have to have that, like, I have to have that time to let that other guy disappear.
I got you.
You know, because I can't say that I own her if some other guy was literally owning her. Yeah. So
that makes sense.
I mean, even if he wasn't like technically owning me, it was the fact that he was in me, we were doing things together,
right?
That was your time that you would have with me. It was where you're like,
yeah, no, so I just kind of need that like 24 hours or so to like let that get out of my head. Mm-hmm. And kind of reclaim her in the kink and BDSM aspect. It's not so much the physical reclaiming, it's the mental, okay, you're my submissive again.
Okay.
Because when we swing, we put that on hold.
Right.
Like when we go to a party, I'm not her master. She's not my slave. Mm-hmm. Like we're there to swing, you know, because okay. I don't want to be a cock block and she don't want to be a vag block. So, you know, we just do our own thing. And then after the event, we reconnect on that level.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. So that makes sense, you know, and these are some of the things that people that are new to the lifestyle or they are learning about it or heck, you know, maybe they've been in the lifestyle for a while. These are some of the questions that people don't know to ask because, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And, you know, and it took us 10 years, I mean, to figure all this out. You know, it wasn't like we figured it out in the first year or two or
no, even 30. It was definitely like a trial and error of like, nope, that didn't work. Lots of communication and talking everything out. Just because you go through so many different things between your emotions and the things that you've done and how each person responded to whatever happened when you went to these events.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like I'm the first one to be totally brutally honest with people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we almost quit swinging 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because we had a major issue when we first started with Tink saying one thing and then afterwards being upset about it or changing her mind or whatever, mm-hmm. which would cause issues, you know, and it's like, you can't sit there and say X, Y, and Z and then get mad when X, Y, and Z happens.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, because she was very selfish in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like it was all about her. Like she wanted all the attention and then would get upset if I got any attention. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I'm like, that shit is not going to fly.
No. And I mean, that was definitely my like rookie mistake. Cause like looking back now, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not how this would work at all. Like, that's just ridiculous. But that was basically me being naive, not learning, and just having a rookie mistake and learning from that on how to work through it. And now, you know, identifying that.
But you were also very young too. For swinger standards.
Yes. Now yeah, I'm like, yeah. I actually learned how to communicate.
And control your emotions.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a big part of this.
It is.
Controlling your emotions and being able to communicate without conflict.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I think that this whole lifestyle journey is evolution. And how we start off the journey isn't how we end it or even the midpoint of it, because we can all have rules and thoughts on how we're going to do a thing. And then it starts to change as we evolve to our environment that we're in.
Right. Exactly. And that's how it should be. Like, I'm very wary of couples or people that are in the lifestyle that, you know, have been in one type of dynamic forever. Mm-hmm. Like they haven't tried other things. You know, it's like, this is just what we do. We're not open to anything else. I kind of steer away from those people, because if you haven't experienced anything else, you have no idea what you actually like or don't like.
Yeah,
exactly.
And to me, that says one person in that couple
is controlling
it. Is controlling what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So let's pivot, and we've learned a little bit about how you guys got involved in the lifestyle.
Yes.
So tell us, what are some of the hangups that you guys get as white gentleman, white lady in the lifestyle as it pertains to the interracial dynamic?
I'll let Tink start with this because hers is a little more in depth than mine.
So I guess the thing that I've noticed for me is that I do attract men, a lot of men. But what I have noticed is I'm different than most women because of the fact that I am not looking for the huge BBC. I'm looking for, I can't use an arm. I need something smaller, not as girthy. And unfortunately, a lot of the gentlemen that I do come across, they are packing with huge BBC. I can't really do much with that. I mean, I can do a little bit with my mouth, but even my freaking mouth is small. And there's only so much that will open. And that's what kind of gets annoying for myself. But I have found that it can be a little bit of a struggle for me because I do attract these handsome men and I can't necessarily offer what they may be seeking from me. And that sometimes I think upsets them just because I can't do what all these other ladies get to do or want to do with them. And I'm like, I want to, because I might hit it off with them because, you know, we're vibing just like I had with our friend who is a DJ. But it will limit me if they have something that they're packing that I can't use the way that they would like to use with me. And that's not saying I wouldn't want to with them. I know my body's limits and my body's going to say, I can't do this.
Yeah. And what upsets me as her partner, and this goes for swinging and in the content world, when guys get shitty with her because they think she's being racist or whatever, you know, that she doesn't like black guys. And like, I just want to reach out and show them the videos of her sucking a black dick. Like, it ain't that she don't like black guys, but you know, she's not one of those girls that is just looking for huge dick.
No,
you know, and in the content world, that's really a hindrance, you know, because as we all know, there's not a lot of slightly above average content creator males.
There really isn't. Because the ones that you do find, and they're not even, you will find those slightly above average, but they are not content creators. They're right. Just, hey, I seen a post on X that says, show me your dick. They're posting their picture. I'm like, oh, I can work with that. I get excited. And then I go, it has no profile picture and it's only been there for like a half a year. So So I'm like, well, that didn't help me at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's definitely an issue. For me, I don't know what it is. I have always been attracted to black women, like, forever, and Hispanic women, but they will flirt with me all night long. Like, I can, my flirt game is strong, but when it comes to the end of the night and it's time to play, it never fails that they go off with another black guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like black women, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them do not like to play interracially.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's a societal thing or a culture thing, or it's just their dynamic thing, you know, like maybe their husbands or whatever don't want them playing with white guys. But I have yet in 10 years to play with a black woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm like, friends with hundreds of them.
Because, like, what I've seen is with black males and black females, I've seen it's almost like an inverse relationship, right? Because it's very rare to get a black dude that's swinging or he's creating content and he's not going to film with a white girl. you know, like, that's very rare, right? You know, heck, you know, any girl of any ethnicity, like most black dudes I know, hey, white, black, Latina, Asian, I will film with you if you're fine.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that's how I am too. Like, I will play with anybody that I'm vibing with.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't matter at all. It depends on how you get along with them. Because if you're not really hitting it off, it doesn't matter, you know, if they're white or if they're black, if they're Asian, it doesn't matter. But if you are just absolutely loving the space that you're sharing with them and you're vibing together, like, ooh, it's perfect and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But unfortunately, in my circumstance anyway, there's just always something that deters them from wanting to actually play with me. Like, I've literally sat at a bar for 4 hours chatting with a beautiful black woman, and, you know, I asked her to go play and she said that she has to go check, you know, if that'd be all right. And then the next time I see her, she's off with another black guy going to a playroom.
Okay. Okay. and this happened multiple times.
Every time.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Cause like me and you, we've had private conversations as well, before the past, Pedro. Have you ever made a post where you're like, hey, looking for a black
woman? No, because creator. I do not want to be the guy that people say are fetishizing black women.
Okay.
Because I can see how it could be taken that way when, I mean, I don't feel like I fetishize black women or any race of woman, but there are women that I would really love to be able to play with, just because, like, I love the Hispanic women because they have that sultry, sassy, Poppy, sexy, you know, that whole vibe. Yeah. And
oh my God, time out. I still remember Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Oh my Man,
dude,
God.
I am looking forward to that opportunity as well, my friend. So,
I not once, but twice.
I know.
I had to get seconds.
That's probably why I couldn't. Wow. That's probably why I couldn't play with her at Pod Bash.
He was taking up all the time. He's like, I'm sorry, I had to book another appointment. You're going to have to reschedule.
I'm not going to lie. I could not keep my hands off that woman. Even like when we were playing, I seen her out in the lobby.
Hold up a sec. Sir. Sir. So apparently, I'm just going to be walking in Doc Chocolate shadows here because, Amy, Dr. Okay. Jay Lee, Brenna.
Yep. How could you forget?
Who else am I missing here? Like, all these women, all these women that I want to play with and who want to play with me.
Yeah.
Have all played with Doc Chocolate.
I just do what I do. I guess. I mean, I just found myself in certain encounters, and I just couldn't say no. I mean,
I'm gonna say you and my boy Mars Black, okay?
okay, I love Mars.
You and Mars
He has
are
a sweet
like
heart.
my kryptonite when it comes to
Yes.
getting to women first. Because if there is a woman on this planet that I want to play with, you or him are gonna do it first. And that's no joke.
Okay, so like, okay, because like, I know, okay, all the ladies that we mentioned, I had been chatting with them probably about 6 months to a year. I think Amy was the longest. Well, no, actually, she was about maybe 3 or 4 months. But like, the only person that I really had just met maybe about a week or two was Dr. J. Because she wasn't on Twitter as of that moment. And
Yeah.
so
She was in
I
the Telegram group though, and I was chatting
yes
her up for months, bro.
yeah probably since like we were added to that group
Yeah.
leading up
Oh
to
yeah, she
the
was
event.
like one of the first women I started chatting with
yeah
when we got in the Front Porch Swingers Telegram group.
yep
yeah well Initially, when I saw her, I was like, I almost didn't reach out to her because I was like, she seems like the type of person to just shoot you down and not hesitate in doing it. That was what I gauged, right? But then I was like, you know what? Let me shoot my shot. I was like, because she posted some pictures and she had this like beautiful smile
Oh
and these
yeah.
beautiful
It's a
lips.
gorgeous smile.
And
She's just gorgeous.
her eyes. Oh.
And
I'm all
like,
about her legs and her booty, man. Like she
oh
is like
my
ideal.
God.
Her
I
calves
mean,
are great.
we are
Oh my
too. We're
God. I
just
know.
being polite
I'm not.
gentlemen here.
I'm sorry. I
I'm
guess
not
I
gonna
can say it because I'm a
lie.
girl.
Hey, Pedro Tink, I'm not gonna lie. I may have licked that ass once or twice or a couple of times. I mean, I'm not gonna lie because she was doing this like little twerk thing when she
Oh.
was like I was eating her pussy out from behind and she did this little twerk thing and I was like.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like that is definitely on the menu. I mean,
We're so bad. I
hey.
love the fact that Tink, I know you're bi, so like I know you get what we're saying. I know you get what
I
we're
do. Tink
saying.
would eat
I'm
her
like,
ass too.
I would.
What?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Let's eat it at the same time.
Yo, that'd be hot.
We could
Just
totally
like
do
take
it. Let's.
turns.
Yeah.
We can make it a game.
Oh
Dr. J, you know who it is?
man. Let's play. Whose tongue is that in
Yeah.
my
Whose tongue is
asshole?
that?
That'd be a great game for Pod Bash.
Oh my gosh,
Who's
yeah.
rimming me?
Who's rimming me?
Ah, shit. Oh
We're gonna have to
man.
make that a
Okay.
special segment on our podcast.
Oh my
Who's
gosh.
rimming me?
That would be
I oh.
awesome.
Well, what's funny is, okay, I've been talking with a couple ladies, and there's a couple ladies that want to rim me, right?
Do it.
And I have no issue with that whatsoever, but like I'm kind of nervous because, you know, I'm Doc Chocolate, but I don't want any woman to be rimming me and get some real chocolate on their
Hey
tongue or
man,
anything like that.
it's all
And
about preparation.
yeah. You just gotta do a lot of preparation and cleaning, and you'll be good.
I'll give you my little secret.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
In the shower, get your a finger lubed up with some soap and just right there at the opening, you're good to go.
Okay. And I, in fact, do that.
Yeah.
So,
So
like,
you're
I
already
got
ahead of
this
the
thing.
time. You're good.
So, like, okay. So, guys, and I know this is TMI. Well, hell, I've said that before in the podcast, but like, I wash my asshole 3 times in the shower before I even play.
Yeah,
And this is
you're
not
good.
even, you know, you're gonna rim job me, right? And then the last time I'm, kind of in there. You know, I'm not going all the way in there. Maybe to like maybe the first digit. I'm
That's
just
all you
kind
need.
of, you know, making sure there ain't no residue or anything like that. And you know,
Unless she's got a real
okay,
skinny
smells like
10
that.
inch long tongue, you're
Yeah.
good. I mean,
Dude, I do not want a tongue in my asshole. I hear
Just
me,
saying.
but I do not want the tongue in my asshole. Like, I will be mortified if,
Well,
like,
okay.
It's behind me.
We need to revisit this.
Yes.
After you have...
Have it happen. We
yeah,
need
like,
to revisit
have it
that.
Done. And then...
Like, so what'd you think?
Tell us what you actually thought about it.
I mean, like, I've had my ass eaten or rimmed, whatever you call it, two or three times before, but like never in the concert world. It
oh,
was
okay.
always in, you know, just swingerdom, right? Mm. And like the first time a lady did it, I was like totally surprised because, you know, she's licking my balls and, you know, kind of going in the perineum area. And then she's like, woo! And I was like, whoa, hey there, miss. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I didn't stop her because it feel good. But then she went to go kiss me afterwards. And I was like, can you mouthwash real quick? I know that was terrible, but I was just a young man back then. So, like, the second time it happened, you know, I had just got into a house party and they were playing this game. And so they're like, Doc, they weren't calling me Doc then, they're calling me my real name. And they're like, hey, Doc. Come play this game where you like take like a fucking piece of paper with like some random dare or some shit like that, right? And so the dare that was on it, like right when I walked in the door, I hadn't had a drink, I hadn't had a puff of anything. It was like, okay, the three ladies that are to the right of you, left of you, or whatever it said, they have to get you off. And then I was like, okay. And so three ladies immediately jump up and they like strip me naked. And there's literally like 20 or 30 people in this like living room just watching, right? And I'm an exhibitionist, you know? And so I was just like, okay, whatever, par for the course, yay. And so they strip me naked, right? And so like one woman is making out with me. And then the other woman is like sucking my dick. And then the other woman, she's like, oh, well, I ain't got no place to go. So she goes right in my ass. And I was like, you know, I'm standing up and I'm like this. I'm like, I was like, no, don't go on my ass. I was like, no. You know, I'm clenching my booty cheeks. You know? And like, she comes to see me later on at the nighttime, and she's like, hey, I have a piece of your DNA in me. And I was like, ew.
Oh, my.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I thought that in my head. I was like, ew.
Damn. Yeah, like, that's so. Okay. Pro tip, ladies. That is not.
No.
A fucking mm-hmm.
That
is not
a pickup
line at all. No, because the first thing I'm going to think of is fuck child support. Just saying.
And I'm over here thinking it's a little bit of chocolate.
I mean, that too. But you know, the first thing that would come to my mind is fuck child support. You know. I already got enough bills to pay. Shit.
It's like, I'm putting this in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, man.
I'm saving this. This is evidence. Exhibit one, Your Honor.
Yeah, well, see, and now that's the shit that you as a black man have to worry about in the lifestyle and shit. More so than us white guys. You know,
what about
false accusations and shit?
What about pregnancies? Or
no, like false accusations. You know, that the woman didn't consent or this or that.
I say, the only time I've ever felt that, right, is I've never really felt like a woman would try to, you know, like falsely accuse me of something. And I mean, it helps because for the most part, I like to play with couples versus just single ladies,
right,
unless I know them. But I do know, and I was telling a lady that I was interviewing earlier today for the podcast, and she's a black woman, and I was telling her that one of my first partners in the lifestyle was a white lady. And back then I was 36, and so this chick was 9 years younger than me, so she would have been 27. And she was married to a black guy, so they're in an interracial marriage. And so me and her, we were out here in Vegas, and we go to our little hotel rendezvous, and she likes it kind of rough, right? And so she's telling me, okay, you know, I'm sucking on nipples, and she's like, all right, bite my nipples. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, bite them harder. And I was like, Okay. And then, it's like, she's like, bite it harder. And she's being more aggressive. And, it feels like I'm putting my teeth into a steak to grow. And, she's telling me, bite it harder. And I'm like, no, I will not bite it harder because I'm going to bite your nipples off. And
Oh.
then all of a sudden in my head, I'm thinking in my head, right? Okay, I'm this black dude and I done bit off this white girl's nipples and
Oh.
it's just bleeding everywhere. And obviously we gotta call the medics, and then obviously the police are gonna get called. And that does not look good for a black man that bit
Right.
off a white woman's nipples. Nothing good is going to come out of that for me. And
Yeah.
so that's where I was kind of thinking in my head, like,
Yeah, I mean, I read it wasn't a study, but it was about the prejudice in the lifestyle, and it said that there is a higher percentage of false accusations against black men compared to white men in the lifestyle. And
Okay.
now, if I remember right, it was done back in like 2008 or 2009, something like that. So,
Okay.
it's been quite a while since that's been written. Now, the only thing I worry about in today's world is if I play with a black woman and she gets mad at me, for some reason, now it's almost like the roles reversed because, there's a lot of hate on straight white men these days, and we're pretty much guilty until proven innocent now, so the roles are kind of reversed in 2024 than what they were, a decade ago. So that makes me a little nervous, not gonna lie.
I would say that just men in general, whether they're white or black,
Oh yeah, I mean, we
they
always have
just
the
need
target on
to.
our back. Yeah.
I think that just men in general, they just need to be more proactive in making sure that they don't put themselves in situations like that, right?
Right.
So, I remember, like many people know, I used to be a pastor back in the day during most of my 20s. And one of the rules of thumbs that we had was, if you're a male, you don't take a woman into a room all by, herself. You always have, another party present. And they do that for, gynecology, OBGYN. If you're a woman and your OBGYN is a male, he always has, a female nurse or whoever with him,
They even actually do it with the female doctors now too. If
Oh, they
they're if
do.
you're doing just a one-on-one conversation, it could be just you and the doctor. But if they're going to do any testings or any kind of swabs or anything like that, they are going to have someone else come in.
Well, that's because there's a lot of bi and lesbian women now.
I mean,
So,
okay, that makes
it was
sense.
something
That makes
that it
sense.
didn't used to be that way.
Well, yeah,
And it now
because.
is recently. I've noticed, and I only noticed it because, I recently went to the gyno, make sure everything's okay. And I was
Okay.
like, huh, this is a pattern now that I've noticed. It was just her and I talking, and then we moved in further for the procedure of what we needed to do, and she brought in someone else. I'm like, oh, okay. And it's, making sure you've got more people in the room.
And I like that because, if there's more people in the room, like you can't really, I mean, yeah, you can still falsely accuse somebody of something, but it's very hard for you to accuse somebody if there's another person in the room, And that's why I like couples, I mean, if the husband's there, you can't say that I raped your wife in front of you, and you sit there like a little bitch and let me rape your wife. You can't say
No.
that, I mean, he could
I
technically.
mean, you could, but I mean,
He could just say
so
that you were intimidating him and he couldn't say anything or whatever. But I mean, and like, this is a big reason why I don't do kink play with just swinger people. Like, I have to be pretty good friends with you to do a BDSM type scene. So like with Amy, we did a BDSM scene that you fucking ditched us.
I did not ditch you.
And but I trust Amy, and I know she has a history of, being involved in BDSM and stuff like that, and it can be verified. So,
Mm-hmm.
I feel comfortable doing those things with her. But if some random woman came up to me and was like, Pedro, I know that you're a dominant. I want you to do X, Y, and Z to me. I'd be like, I'm sorry. You know,
yeah.
Like, I need to get to know you a lot better first before I do any of that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that turns women off, you know, because there's so many guys out there that will just be like, oh, I'm an Uber Dom. I'll Dom you, you know, and the women are happy with that as long as they have a good experience. But I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
I feel like they really wouldn't have that great of an experience, to be honest.
Well,
because I feel like the person, if
they don't really know what to experience,
they're going to think it's good.
Yeah. And there's a lot of swingers who want to dabble in BDSM. Mm-hmm. So the smallest thing could be a great experience for them.
Right.
Where a scene with me, like, I would have to dial it way the fuck back.
Yes.
You know, to give them that more vanilla experience. And then it's no fun for me.
No.
So
yeah, I saw you roll your eyes when you said that. And you're like,
like, I don't, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Why am I even here?
Yes. So
yeah. I mean, like, I've been in BDSM for 22 years. So to do a very mild vanilla-ish, you know, scene with somebody does nothing for me, especially if they don't want me to teach anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind teaching, but I don't want to just top for somebody that's brand new.
I get that.
You know, like, if I can't make you black and blue, then I'm not interested.
They're such beautiful colors.
And trust me, like, I had a pleasant conversation with Amy. So, speaking of that, like, yeah, I feel comfortable with her as well. I spent about 4 days with her at her hotel room. So, and I would have never done that if it was with another woman that, you know, I just.
Right. Because just you can trust her.
New. Right.
Because I can trust her. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so she was like just giggling. She's like, oh my God, dog, my ass is black and blue. Well, she didn't say all that, but she was like, oh my God, I just had all these like bruises. And
it made her and excited.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. She loved that. And I know you guys have talked about it on your podcast, but on the next podcast that you guys are on when we're talking, because I definitely had to get you guys back on for a part two. I want to talk more about your BDSM as well. Ooh. And all that, because like, you guys, it was so sexy when like I met Pedro and Tink in Vegas at Pod Bash, and Pedro was doing this session with Miss Tink and Miss Amy, and I kind of barged my way in. And they put me in the cut chair to watch, and I was just watching these two ladies, and I was like, just had my mouth and my jaw open, and like, I even called this goofy guy sir.
You did,
like, yes sir. And the two ladies are laughing on the bed, and then he looks at them, he's like, I didn't give you permission to laugh. And then I left, and then because I thought I was supposed to play with two other chicks that were in my room, and then I got to my room and they were playing with each other and they didn't want me in the mix.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well shoot, I can't go back to Peter on Tink's room because I'll be disturbing them. And I was like, and then the next day Peter was like, dude, what the fuck,
you just left.
I was like, FML.
Yeah, and I told you in a private conversation after that that you could have just came and knocked on the door. Mm-hmm. And I would have put you right back in the scene.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be that guy where it's like...
Yeah, but see...
He improvises.
But yeah. I already had it planned because you were there for so long.
Yeah.
I was already going to implement you into the scene. And then you left. So then I had to change my scene and what I was going to do again.
Again.
So if you would have came back, I would have just put it back to the original, you know.
But see, Doc didn't know that.
No, he didn't know that. But
now he does.
Yeah. See, yeah. I'm not one of those people that is going to be upset or like, oh, how dare you interrupt me during my BDSM session? Don't you know who I am?
You're the Punisher.
I know I am.
Like, You're Pedro. You're not the Pedro the Punisher. You're Pedro the motherfucking Punisher.
I am,
He
but
is.
I'm also Pedro the motherfucking friend. You know, and I do nice things for my friend. So I was gonna have you involved with these two sexy ladies while I was like whooping the shit out of them.
Don't remind me.
You know,
Don't
because
remind me.
He will.
it's really hard to scream in pain when you got a dick in your mouth. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remind
So
me.
you're saying I said I could have had some of that chocolate.
Yeah, you could have had some chocolate.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me. Oh my God.
It's all right.
See,
It's just it's my
see
way to rub
right
it in
now.
for all the shit that you rub into my face every day on X.
Oh.
Like, oh, look who I'm shooting with today. Ooh. Oh yeah, check that off my list.
Honestly, I don't shoot with that many women.
Yeah.
Women. I've been told that I say woman incorrectly. I'm supposed to say women when I say
Women.
woman.
Women's.
Women.
Women.
You shoot with all the
Yes.
women's.
The
You have a
women.
very vast catalog, sir. For
I
only
mean,
being a content creator for what, 3 years? 2 years?
one and a half.
One and a half.
Wow.
Sir. Use a hoe.
I will disagree with you on that.
In 1.5 years, you have slept with more women than I have in 10.
How many women do you think I've slept with?
I know you've done 70 scenes.
Oh, okay. Well, he knows that.
He's like, oh, crap. It's the math is mathing. Never mind.
And I know some of those you've done multiple scenes, but still, I'm going to say even if you did 55 different scenes with different women, you have slept with more women in 1.5 years than I have in 10,
Shit, I am a
sir.
whore.
I am a
I
whore.
think, yeah, like I've done about 140.
140
I
total now?
think, yeah, somewhere in that range. I gotta count it up, but like,
At Podbash, it was 70.
was it?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yeah.
It was 70 for the first year.
That was only in September.
Well, no, that wasn't up to September, though. Was it 70 by the time September rolled around?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I definitely haven't done 70 in that time frame. I've done maybe if you average about 15 a month, so
I
that's
don't even fuck Tink 15 times a month.
Well, that's because I keep
I'm
getting
sorry.
broken.
She's keeping her vagina fresh for you.
Shit.
Trying.
Well, I break it every time, and then it's like 3 days to 5 days before we can do anything again.
Oh shit. So Tink needs it more slower.
Well, that's
Or
why she
what's
likes little
the
dicks.
Yeah.
Because,
okay.
I I don't have to really worry as much. And we were good for a while.
Yeah, like if
Couple
you
weeks.
can't hit her cervix, she's good.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
me and you, we can hit her cervix. So we have to be
Yeah.
You
really
have to pay
careful.
attention with what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it just needs to be more sensual and slower, and the guy needs to take time. Like, you're definitely not somebody that should be pounded with
No.
a longer the dick. It should be sensual, and they should go by your body language.
Yeah, and I'm not a sensual person. That's why she gets broken.
Okay,
So I get broken.
okay. I gotcha. Hey, just throwing the hint out there. I am sensual.
All
But
right, all right.
anyways,
Gonna write
so
that down on my phone. I have a
yeah,
sensual one
please,
right
please,
here.
please, please. Sensual, sensual, sensual. And
I
yeah,
got you.
no,
I got you,
just
boo. I'll put you in there.
yeah. So, Doc,
Hey.
if you ever run into the ladies that like it really rough, you know, your boy here
I got you.
is really rough.
I got you. I know you're rough. I saw you. I was like, God dang. Like I'm a chocolate brother, and it's hard to make us blush. And I was watching you. You did. It wasn't to Tink. It was to Amy. You did this rubber
Oh,
band thing on her
on her
lips.
asshole.
Yeah, on her asshole. I was like this. I was like, jeez.
I think I had the best seat. Well, I mean, technically the back was probably really
Oh,
nice
yeah.
too. But I got to see all of her facial expressions every time she got snapped with one, and like she would be
Yeah.
like, and like her eyes would pop, and she would just come like closer to me, and then, you know, go back down on me. And then, and then it would happen again. And it was just amazing to watch her with each little sting she would get.
Jeez. Oh my God. I love it. I love it. So, all right. Well, you guys, we're definitely, I'm going to get in contact with you guys, get you guys back on. I do have to run to become, be more of a male whore.
Yes, okay. You do.
You got to get on that.
Can you say who you're going to film with? Or is it a surprise?
Yes, it is. With,
let's see if this is someone else on my list.
It's with Vanna. Vanna, not Vanna White.
I was like, damn.
He was like, he got Vanna?
Shit. Out of my league.
That's way out of all of our leagues. I mean, so it's Mama Bombshell, and she has a daughter, and it's her real daughter, but they don't film together.
Okay. And I don't know if I've seen them yet.
I don't know if I've seen
them. I'll have to wait for your Twitter post to see.
The Bombshell part sounds familiar to me, but not the rest of it. So I'm like trying to figure out if I've seen it before or not.
Okay.
I'll have to wait for the Twitter post to see if they're going to go on my list or not.
All right.
I mean, they're both hot.
I'm sure they are. I mean, you only play with the fucking hot women, so that's why I'm always like a step behind.
No. You played with Tink before, and I haven't played with Tink. Like, she's super hot. So you see, you got me beat.
One out of 144.
He's trying to make it better. You've got Tink.
Okay, now let me ask you this real quick.
He's like, of course, motherfucker. That's my wife. Right?
Let me ask you this real quick, Doc.
Okay.
Because this is something that I wanted to bring up, but I think we should talk about more on the next time. But Do you feel that in today's lifestyle and today's content world that you kind of have a leg up on, say, someone like me when it comes to finding collab partners because you are a sexy chocolate man?
I love being the sexy chocolate guy. I do. I do, if I'll be honest with you. I feel like, from what I've seen, there's a hierarchy, right? And so I feel like it's driven. And let me not even just say from content, right? Because like content and porn is driven by the demographic that buys it, which is typically going to be a white male, 30s, 40s, 50s, in that demographic. But then in the lifestyle, I do see that as well. So like, I feel like at the top of the food chain, right? And are we just talking about males, or are we talking about everybody?
Yeah, like me and you. Like, okay. If you have an easier time.
Yeah, I feel like if you're looking at just males, I feel like black males are at the top. And then, and we're just talking about heterosexuals, so we're not talking about, you know, homosexual males. So black men, and then white men, and then I feel like white and Latin men are about the same. And then I feel like lower down on that ring would be Asian men.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You know, so I feel like it's, you know, black and then white, Latino, and then Asian is like way down at the bottom, Asian men.
Right.
But then obviously if you're an Asian woman, like
you're at the top.
Yeah, you're way at the top.
Yeah, you're at the top. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like that's what it is, you know. And I love the fact how we can have like a very non-PC conversation.
You know, I mean, it's just the fact of the world. I mean, this is the lives that we live, you know, and these are the facts. Because like, and it goes as far as like our Twitter marketing too. Like, you're Doc Chocolate, you know, BBC.
Yeah.
I'm Pedro the Punisher, because even though you and I have very, very similar size cocks, I can't call myself a BWC. Because at my size, they'd be like, no, you're not that's not big. But
I feel like they would, though.
But they wouldn't.
I feel like,
no.
For the posts of the guys that are white that I see that are like, oh, I've got this huge dick. Like, I'd be like, how did that even happen? Because that would be what I would find on a black guy.
Yeah. Like,
how is that on a white guy?
For a white guy to be considered big dicked, like, you're talking almost 9 inches
or more. Or more. And they're girthy too.
Okay. And I feel that, like, that's the misconception, right? Because, like, if you look at, like, studies over, you know, like, different ethnicities and cock sizes and all that, I forget what the numbers were, but black guys literally have, like, on average, maybe 2 or 3 millimeters longer than a white male. And then, because I think it was like,
unless it's porn. Males.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
that's or the lifestyle. Like,
you know, yeah.
Well, but that's just like comparing, you know, like NBA stars, right? If you take that segment of the population of people that play in the NBA, yeah, you know, the average NBA player is like 6'6", 6'7", right?
Right.
But that's not the average man's height. You know, yeah. You're not gonna see a bunch of 6'7" dudes walking around, you know? And so I feel like in the porn world, that's what you have, is you have the NBA of dick sizes. Because, mm-hmm. like, when I would go to lifestyle parties, I was always, like, one of the biggest dudes out there, you know, talking about cock-wise, right?
Shit, you and need to come to the East Coast with me.
Yeah, well, dude. I came to lifestyle in...
I was always the smallest.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and... I mean, I'm not small, but I was the smallest by quite a bit, usually.
Okay.
And that goes for white and black guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll come out to the East Coast with you, brother.
I mean, that's, but, like, it's no joke out there. Like, it's rough.
it's rough out in these streets.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah. So, hey, guys, it was a pleasure. One more time, I want y'all to go ahead and tell people how they can find you two lovely people.
Okay, you can find us together at The Kitchen Sink, ENMandKink.com. Or if you want to see our podcast and all the naughty shit that we do on camera, you can go to fansly.com/KSENMandKinkPodcast. And if you just want to see the hot one do all her naughty shit, you can go to fansly.com/PixieInDixie69. And of course, on
all of
Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, it's KSENMandKinkPodcast or KSENMandKinkPod on Twitter, because they're stupid.
I love it. And y'all, make sure y'all check it out, because Tink is an absolute bombshell.
Thank you.
So she's absolutely beautiful. You're welcome. And, you know, Pedro, he's all right. But I'm like, no, he's a handsome guy. You guys will love his content, and you'll love both of their content. So make sure y'all check out their content. Make sure you check out their spicy stuff. Pedro is really, in my personal opinion, as a novice, he's a BDSM expert. So check that out, y'all. So anyways, this is Dot Chocolate. Until next time, y'all be blessed. You guys make sure you support each other and make love and not war. And we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
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 I was like, God damn it, stop recording.
Recording stopped.
That was perfect, y'all. Hey, usually I like to talk after the podcast, but
you gotta run it.
I know. You gotta go be a hoe. It's all right.
I gotta go be a hoe.
You gotta get them numbers up. You're slacking.
Yeah. Them is rookie numbers.
Come on, it's the new year. Chop, chop.
If you don't hit 300 this year, you're fired. No.
Damn. I'm on pace.
Oh, man, you got work to do. You only got a week left.
Yeah, there's not much left in February. It's over February's next week.
February is a short month, though.
It is.
Yeah. That's
why you got to work harder.
I do have several shoots between now and next week, and... yeah, my dick's gonna fall off.
You're like, oh, crap.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.